Stone Fox, Chapter 9, The Race. Searchlights sprang forward with such force that little Willie couldn't hang on. If it weren't for a lucky grab, he would have fallen off the sled for sure. In what seemed only seconds, little Willie and Searchlight had traveled down Main Street, turned onto North Road, and were gone. Far, far ahead of the others. They were winning, at least for the moment. Stone Fox started off dead last. He went so slowly down Main Street that everyone was sure something must be wrong. Swish! Little Willie's sled flew by the schoolhouse on the outskirts of town, and then by the old deserted barn. Swish! 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 Other racers followed in hot pursuit. "Go, Searchlight, go!" Little Willie sang out. The cold wind pressed against his face, causing his good eye to shut almost completely. The snow was well packed. It was going to be a fast race today, the fastest they had ever run. The road was full of dangerous twists and turns, but little Willie did not have to slow down as the other racers did. With only one dog and a small sled, he was able to take the sharp turns at full speed without risk of sliding off the road or losing control. Therefore, with each turn, little Willie pulled farther and farther ahead. Swish! The sled rounded a corner, sending snow flying. Little Willie was smiling. This was fun. About 3 miles out of town, the road made a half circle around a frozen lake. Instead of following the turn, Little Willie took a shortcut right across the lake. This was tricky going, but Searchlight had done it many times before. Little Willie had asked Mayor Smiley if it was permitted to go across the lake, not wanting to be disqualified. "As long as you leave town heading north and come back on South Road," the mayor had said, "anything goes." None of the other racers attempted to cross the lake, not even Stone Fox. The risk of falling through the ice was just too great. Little Willie's lead increased. Stone Fox was still running in last place, but he was picking up speed. At the end of 5 miles, Little Willie was so far out in front that he couldn't see anybody behind him when he looked back. He knew, however, that the return 5 miles going back into town would not be this easy. The trail along South Road was practically straight and very smooth, and Stone Fox was sure to close the gap. But by how much, Little Willie didn't know. Doc Smith's house flew by on the right. The tall trees surrounding her cabin seemed like one solid wall. Grandfather's farm was coming up next. When Searchlight saw the farmhouse, she started to pick up speed. "No, girl," Little Willie yelled. "Not yet."